wala kaw na pagkamilubi puro kaya kapag hindi dulo.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock rock,
ba-bum.
5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock rock,
ba-bum.
9 o'clock, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock rock,
ba-bum.
It's
for
a rock, rock and roll, roll.
Boom,
boom,
boom, boom, boom,
boom, boom, boom, boom, boom. It's the 50s. Boom, 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 boom. It's George's day. It's a baby day.
Oh, God, he's dancing. He's dancing.
He's doing Trump, Trump dance.
That is a Trump, Trump dance? Yeah, that's a Trump dance.
He's doing
sure.
Trump, Trump dance. Whoa,
just, oh, you God.
You're all shoulders, George. Yeah,
you're jerking off two guys.
5 o'clock rock. Anyway, welcome. I didn't even know we were going to do this today. I was down here. No, not that I want to celebrate the baby, but I was down here. I was playing my video games, mm-hmm. going. I'm just because I have so much to do tomorrow, and I've you know this and that, and I was just like, today is my day, just to relax. I'm still. I don't feel that well physically, and I hear his voice, you know, come into the garage, and I my reaction is like. First rage, you know, like what is he doing here? Does he have something to do with like some ads?
Nothing new,
right? No,
the rage is nothing new.
No. If I expect George, there's no rage.
Mm. Oh,
but if it's a surprise, George.
So what's he supposed to do to unsurprise you?
Not be here.
No, whenever you have your headphones on, I'm always like just say something when I walk in to make sure I don't like shock you.
And then
a shock rage is going to be the
one. What do you say? Do you make just a noise, like a little whistle?
Howdy, Bobby.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
no.
He does something
oh,
like
no.
that. Yeah.
Then he goes, do, 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 do. Oh, God, stop.
9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. And then he, the realization is like, oh, yeah, I think we are doing something. Oh, and then he brings in the balloons. And I'm like, oh, it's his baby. And then I said something really rude to you. I really apologize.
What did you say?
I said something so rude. And when I said it, I'm like, why did you say that? Who am I?
What was it?
I go, well, he goes, I go, the baby's not here.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, it is coming though. And I go, well, what if it doesn't?
Hey, Bobby.
I know. As soon as I said that, I'm like, oh, fuck. That's so bad.
If let's say I was pregnant and you said that shit to me.
Oh my God. It would be like, you'd get Jules to stab me with her knives.
Well, no. It would be more than that.
Yeah. And then he did something, what I call the white man's patience move.
Oh, how do you, what's that?
White, WMPM.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's and tough. What he does is he wants to lash out, but what some white people do is they refrain from doing that and they analyze, uh-huh. right? So I could see him just kind of, he kept quiet. He was analyzing, how do I respond to that? And his choice was no response, mm-hmm. right? And so then I went, oh, dude, I don't know why I said that. I'm so sorry. It's a good move that you did because then we could have started a fight.
Well, usually I try a little joke, which then you just pounce on.
Like, well, let's.
Oh, do you
let's,
guys?
Let's play that over again and let me see, hear the joke.
Go
okay.
Ahead.
So,
you all right, Bobby.
Okay,
Bobby?
Howdy. So, howdy, Bobby.
Yeah.
Howdy, Bobby.
Oh, shit. Oh, you're. Oh, shit, the baby. Oh, yeah, that's why you're here. We're doing something.
Yeah, it's a special episode for my baby.
Yeah, yeah, so you got the balloons. But the baby's not here.
Oh, it's coming in like about a month or so.
Yeah, but what if it doesn't?
He's a lot of things.
He's analyzing.
Don't come. But
that's a slam. That's his deep slam. A lot of things don't come. Wow, that burns. You should fucking do roast battles, bro.
I would love that. Him and Anthony Jeselnik.
Man, you're up there with Jeff Ross, Attell. I mean, it's just like burning. A lot of things don't come. Oh, fuck. If there was a crowd here,
mm-hmm.
you would hear this. Oh! You would hear that. And like things, just people stand, oh, in your face, Bobby. That's what you'd hear. You fucking, you know what?
I would have said something along the lines of like, you know, at least I don't shoot blanks.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
At least I got a full load.
See, I don't want to ever get that deep.
Or
oh, that's the only least, way to play with this man.
Or at least I'm responsible enough to like, you know, do what's right and have a baby with, you know, the woman that I love. Unlike a 50-year-old guy playing video games all day who has no, you know, something like that. That would have been like, oh, fuck. I'm going to kill this guy.
Yeah, but you would
have right? And then that would have been a good, you know what I mean?
And then no podcast.
No podcast.
Doesn't matter. Sometimes you got to win, baby. Sometimes in life, you got to win, George. And I'm trying to teach you that. So the baby's coming. It's a baby shower episode.
Our first baby, our first tiger belly baby. How exciting.
You did the test. Do we know what the gender is?
Yeah, it's a boy.
It's a boy. Congratulations. Did I remember that?
Or yeah. Just the blue.
Was that said before?
Yes, it was. Many times.
The blue.
I mean, the look at it. It says boy. It's a boy right there on the giraffe.
Oh. Anyway, he's got a son coming. Do we know its name?
Oh, no. That's been a few arguments lately.
Well,
Let me guess. Let me guess. You want him to be George the Fifth.
Yep.
So dumb, but nice.
And she said, "What's my contribution?"
Yeah.
And then I didn't have a good comeback for that either.
But use her last name, Ling Wow or whatever it is, as the middle name.
Yes, yeah, Ling Wow.
But you know what? What
but
about
the fifth is like? It's the full name.
How about
fifth.
if you say George Sung-woo after Bobby?
That's my Korean name. Yeah, name it Sung-woo. No, what I'm asking you is that. Does that break some sort of like lineage or, you know what I mean, ties to your history?
Well, I'm the fourth George Thomas Kimmel in a row, and I think the 14th George Kimmel in a row.
Oh, you're the 14th George Kimmel in a row.
Mm-hmm. I see.
Holy shit.
So, and you're the oldest of your clan?
I'm the only son? Of my clan.
You're the only son.
Name. No, no, I have an older brother, but he's technically a half brother.
And so then he didn't name his. Does he have children?
Nope.
So you're.
So I'm.
This is the seed that counts.
You have to then name it George.
That's what everybody else says, and I say, and somehow if I push too hard, she's the.
Break the cycle. I say that's my vote.
No, you can't, babe. It's about lineage.
No, it's not. Who gives a shit about lineage?
I do.
That's an interesting perspective. One is more like Jon Snow's side, right? The Starks. You keep the lineage. She's very Targaryen. Break the wheel.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm all about breaking the wheel. Doesn't yeah. matter. It's it literally does not.
That's very nice.
Matter.
Call her Targaryen. You know what I mean?
Stark.
Eating horses, running around. You know what I mean? raping and pillaging and whatnot. Okay. So what I'm saying is, I'm a part of the civilized world, the Starks.
Uh-huh.
All right. About lineage and history, and what I'm saying is that let's say. You know, it's this family tree we have to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the family tree is deep. I'm sure there's Georges. I'm sure there was always a George in every time period in America. Like, you always had that, like, you know what I mean, handicapped guy at the docks in the 1700s. Mm-hmm. That was his great, great, great grandfather. And then he had a son, luckily, right? And his son was like, you know, the handicapped guy that was making bread in some sort of bakery or whatever.
Very good bread.
So you have a baker, and I don't know where I am. And
yeah.
Can I do that fine?
Uh-huh.
And he's, right? So, you know, throughout time, you know what I mean? They've always been that George, you know what I mean?
There had to be one, like.
Oh, no, there was not a one that was like, one? I'm in MIT.
The 11th? Come on.
Maybe the 11th was. Wait,
we're making fun of my...
lineage. He says to Kate to follow with a lineage, but that you have a shit lineage.
She says break.
How am I the dumb one in here?
He says you come from a long
degrees,
line
brother.
Of stupid bread makers.
What?
2 degrees. How am I the dumb one? Here, let's go. We're going for the guillotine now.
Well,
huh?
I love what he's doing.
Shame
right
me.
Now.
0 degrees. Shame me.
Here's the deal, dude. Okay.
Oh.
It was just a joke.
See, and this is what would have happened if I had
it was just a joke, and now you're taking it personally, right? You're getting defensive. No, I'm not gaslighting.
Yeah, you are. You're like, your feelings are not valid. That thing that I just said about you being like a stupid bread maker.
No, this,
I didn't say, I called this great-great-grandfather.
That was how was that not offensive?
Yeah.
That was, how was that defensive?
Exactly.
Anyway.
Wow, the lineage.
The lineage. All right, you know what?
Okay, well, why don't we offer up some possible names for
George? Some names.
All right. What is there a foreign way you can say George? Is you know what I mean?
Oh, good idea.
Jorge.
George.
Yeah.
Jorge.
Georges. Georges.
Georgia.
Georgia.
French, it has an S on it. German, it has just ends at the G.
Yeah, like George St. Pierre has an S in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who would George's name in like a Filipino nickname be?
Jorge.
Would it be Jorge?
Yeah.
Jorge.
It's always in Spanish. Yeah.
What does your wife want to call him?
Well, she's rejected every name I gave her so far. I was going for like.
Were you
some,
going George Thomas?
Charles?
Well, that was. She said it's not off the table, Kenneth? But you need to give me a good reason for George Thomas Kimmel the Fifth.
Ah, okay.
Okay, but does she want it? She wants to name it completely different.
Give me five names, babe.
Ash.
Ash Ketchum.
Ash, okay.
Very popular.
Ash Kimmel is a good name.
Mm-hmm.
Dash.
Dash.
Yeah.
There's a theme.
Cash.
Okay.
Cash.
Cash. Smash.
Smash.
Yeah.
What about Bash?
Rash.
Bash.
Rash.
Rash. No.
Yeah. Bash.
Can't be Rash.
Yeah. Bash. Bash Kimmel.
I like Sebastian.
No, I don't like. I don't like Sebastian.
So give me Bash. Bash Sebastian.
I like Bash.
Mm-hmm.
Bash.
Like you know,
Kimmel.
Like Basti. I like that name a lot.
Yeah.
For Sebastian.
Basher. That could be his fool.
Maybe something that you've never heard before, like Delorocoy.
See, that's closer along the lines of what I want. If
yeah,
it's not, if it's
Delorocoy,
Mokmok.
Meloriana.
Okay, let's get a little
further. Meloriana. How about that? Meloriana.
Meloriana.
Nickname?
Yeah,
nickname
yeah.
is what?
Malor.
Durrell?
Klimianka.
I don't know. I can't spell that.
Yeah.
I can't spell that.
You can't spell that?
Klimianka?
Yeah.
Actually, let me try that.
Slikyampaka. No one's been ever named that.
Slikyampaka? Yeah, I bet you it's a Thai name.
Slikyampaka.
Look it up. Slikyampaka.
How do you spell that?
Yeah.
0 degrees.
Slikyampaka.
Okay, fine. Slip.
Okay, well, so now do we know it's healthy?
Yeah.
Good. Congratulations on that. What kind of tests did they do on that?
I don't know. She goes into the hospital every week since like they do weekly tests and everything's been good so far.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But can they dictate like Tourette's?
No, Tourette's is something that's either developed over time.
Okay, I'm just asking. I'm not trying to make fun of anybody. I'm just trying. I honestly don't know.
Yeah.
So please don't, you know what I mean, get mad at me.
Yeah, what else are you worried about?
I'm just worried. Okay, so what can
Let's
what
just
can
fill George's mind with worries and concerns.
Just some popular unique name.
I'm over Aiden. Aiden is
that too
Aiden's
popular?
Gross.
No, not gross. Hey, all the Aidens listening, you're wonderful. Just like
Kendrick's
Osvaldo. That's awesome.
That's
also
good.
Another name. Ooh. I really love, George, is Oscar. Oscar is an awesome name.
Osvaldo.
They're
wow.
good, but they're
Orson. Osvaldo's pretty good.
Orson is a badass name, too. Riggs.
Riggs is a good name.
These are the top
Ooh,
popular
Riggs,
ones.
Riggs, yeah.
Yeah, there's these right
like
here.
Wait a minute. These are the top... What that are
unique.
But that are like hipsters are using right now?
Kind of, yeah.
Wow.
Orson.
I like Orson
a lot. Orson's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like Oscar. Ozzy.
I like Ozzy.
Yeah. Wes.
Ooh.
Wes.
I'm just going to think of directors. You know what I mean? They have, you know...
try producers, maybe like
producers.
Weinstein.
Yeah.
He thought about. He's like, yeah, that'd be a good bit. That'd be a good bit.
How about Harvey Miramax Weinstein?
Miramax.
Okay, so we don't know. So we obviously they check for. Can they check for stutter?
No.
Okay. Can they check for carpal tunnel?
No, because that's something that's acquired by doing certain motions. For
oh, I see. Okay, I'm just asking. I don't know. Can they acquire flat feet?
No.
Okay.
Flat feet is something I think you're born with. Your arch is there. Or
spinal
not.
Bifida.
Yes, absolutely.
Spinal bifida, they can.
Well, spinal bifida is, you can usually tell in a baby because they have a little tuft of hair in the lower back.
Oh, I like a
or
tail.
Something. And there's different versions of spinal bifida, but that's why you take prenatals and all that stuff to prevent that.
Mm, interesting. So healthy baby, that's exciting. Mm-hmm. Do we know when it's coming?
Yep, first week of April.
Ooh, the
April
first week.
5th,
oh, that is
two.
So scary. That is so frightening. It's almost like I'm having a baby almost.
Mm-hmm.
We are having a baby. It's the first one.
It's our first tiger belly baby.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Might be
that.
The only one.
Yeah.
Gilbert, are you? Are
we'll
you,
see if this force
you have
can
plans?
Stop. This force can stop something.
Do you have fears?
I think I am starting to get a little worried now that I'm not ready. It's but I'm like waiting for the last minute.
What are your fears in regards to actually like not even just like obviously like the birth, but beyond that?
I think once that's done, I'm in it.
I'm
starting to get a little bit like I'm starting to get a little excited, like because my cousin has a kid who's like at our house, so I see him running around, and I'm like, I'm ready to have one of those.
Hmm. Yeah, shout out to little Frankie, by the way.
Oh, you know little Frankie?
Of course, I know little
great.
Frankie.
Great.
I know Dana. I know Doug.
I love all those guys.
Cash. Yeah.
I'm part of the fam, baby.
Yeah. I've never met. I don't even. Never even.
You've met all of them.
You've met all.
I have.
Yes.
Yep.
How?
Just your problem.
Just know it.
Little Davey. I've never met little Dave or Cash. Where have I met them? I'm being
Frankie.
Real. Frankie, where have
They've
I met?
Been
Frankie?
To every single one of our fights, when like the big fights.
The kids.
Doug is
no,
our
no,
lawyer.
My cousin.
The little baby. Are they babies?
No, they're...
Oh, those adults.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that you have little
There's
kids running around.
There's one little baby, yeah.
Oh, I thought little David was a kid. I'm sorry. I didn't know no Ash is a baby.
Yeah, oh my, I'm so confused.
I am too. I thought you guys were talking about there's a bunch of kids running around.
There are. There's I already know. Jessica's baby, Quinn.
Oh, I know that one.
There's Frankie. My friend Meg has
fine.
A newborn.
Let's move on from it.
Okay.
It's no big deal.
I read this article, George, and I know I'm not a parent, so I don't know if this is... I know that it's really annoying to hear parental advice from someone who has not birthed a live child. But I read this article on The Guardian that said there's two things that you can't... If you do, you will probably have like a pretty balanced kid. Is don't yell and don't over-celebrate them.
Mm.
And I was like...
What do you mean don't over-celebrate?
You can't be like, oh my God, good job. Right, so at everything. Sometimes you give them... This is what they tell you to do. Give them like a smile and a nod. And that kind of loving, like, kind of like that validation or that affirmation of saying, oh, like that. But to be like, that's what parents do. They just put their kids on this pedestal.
Gilbert, you're my kid, okay?
Okay.
Come home and say that you won.
Oh, my God, God.
You're a grandmaster. They just gave you, you're the grandmaster, a chess grandmaster.
Hey, Papa, you know how I play chess at school?
Yeah, vaguely, but yeah.
Okay, you told me to, but...
I know I got you a chess set, but I didn't know that you were competing, but...
The grandmaster said I'm the best in class.
No, you're a grandmaster. You're a grandmaster.
Oh. As a kid?
Yes, there are grandmaster kids.
Grandmaster kids.
Yeah. Oh,
you know,
I see.
Damn, man.
When you said grandmaster...
Because if that was the case, I'd be like, oh... You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh,
who
that's
cares?
Who gives a fuck?
Hey, Papa, I have a grandmother.
No, no, no.
You're younger.
I want to see the same kid. Don't change characters.
Hey, Papa.
The dialogue has to change.
Hey, Papa.
Hey, Papa.
I've won the grandmaster.
No, no. Be a kid.
Hey, Papa. I'll be careful.
I'm watching TV.
Oh, my God.
No,
my
I'm kidding. Yes, go ahead.
Is Mama
no
here?
Time for you, you little shit.
Go ahead.
At school today, that I just got awarded grandmaster chess player. I'm really good.
Oh, okay.
Don't say that, okay.
That's what you want.
No.
You said that's a good thing.
No.
Lila, shut
not,
up.
Not
this
to
is
over...
what I would do.
Hey, Mom, I got Grandmaster Chess.
That's amazing, sweetheart. Congratulations. I'm really proud of you.
That's not over complimenting?
No. Over complimenting.
Do the thing the parents do. I just got Grandmaster in chess.
I'd be like, oh my God, let's go tell your dad.
But what is over? Give
Every
an example of over.
Every tiny thing, like a small little thing is like a, oh my God, good job, sweetie.
Oh.
Like, but even things that aren't big, like, you know what I mean? Like,
because if he said he had Grandmaster, I'd be like, where are the newspapers?
But what parents would do this to like.
Bring the newspaper people over.
I tried banana for the first time.
Yeah, look,
they celebrate
that.
Oh my God.
Oh, I would never do that.
Like,
it's
I think,
a given that you should eat that. That's what I'd say. So, I have some advice, I guess.
Okay.
My advice is, have you been putting headphones on the belly?
No, I haven't done any
Mozart?
Of that. No.
That's what I'm going to do. That's what you're going to do.
If we ever, Mozart?
No, we're going to put Beethoven, Rachmaninoff. We're going to put classical music in your belly.
Yeah.
12 hours a day.
But why classical? Can it be like some shit I like?
Maybe some rye. Petras? We could throw some rye in there.
Rye
and maybe,
is good.
Yeah, and maybe some fucking, you know, Beastie Boys or whatever. You know
okay,
what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but that. Mainly Cypress Hill. But mainly it's going to be like Chopin and stuff. So uh-huh. it when it's in the womb, it absorbs. Uh-huh. I think that's going to do something.
Okay.
Right? And then, so that's number one. So you didn't do that?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
I still
number
got a
two,
month.
Not,
you still have a month. I would do that. Number two, I'm going to do the pool thing.
What's that?
Thing?
Oh,
where
they
put the baby in the bottom of the pool.
You throw a baby in the pool.
And it just can breathe underwater.
Oh, my God. I'll find it.
Like right at birth, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's...
I think you'd want that.
Can breathe underwater. What are you...
No, you don't... I wouldn't just throw a fucking baby in the pool. I wouldn't do that. But you're saying...
You almost got it. You got her to admit that almost.
No. I've seen it on YouTube. You throw the baby in the pool.
Are you talking about learning how to swim, that one?
No, where the baby give
yeah,
the
I saw the whole
The learning how to swim one is just basically teaching the baby to rotate on its back. Mm-hmm. Like to flip over. That's
okay.
All you're
not
really
talking about.
Baby.
You're not talking about this, right?
Where yeah, that's it. They learn
yeah, they
to
throw
rotate
a baby
on their
in the
back.
Fucking, baby the baby. Is
yeah, but
she not throwing the baby in there?
That's not the first time the baby is in the pool. It's a slow step. It's a slow process to get there. I've taught little kids. You don't just do that first day. That's crazy. The kid will drown.
Who is the pioneer baby for this shit?
Yeah, yeah.
God.
What if I just threw the baby and just turned around and walked away?
They're so smart.
That'd be so look sad. Look at that.
Yeah, but this is not the first time the baby is doing that. It's a learned thing.
Yeah, how does the baby not know to breathe in the water?
It's, I mean, honestly, like, when would, like, wow. Is that not a human instinct to not breathe in the water?
Oh, yeah.
That's a good point.
That's good.
That's a good point.
It lived, lived in amniotic fluid for 9 months in the water.
That's a good point. All right. I don't know babies.
We're going to play a game.
Can I finish my suggestions or what?
Letting you know.
What is wrong with you fucking
just
people?
Just letting you know.
You know what I mean? I'm making these fucking suggestions up in my mind. That's why it's taking forever. All right. All right. But let me just come up with some more. Mm. All right. The third thing I suggest you do is audiobooks away.
Well, you don't want them to actually hold the book, the kid? You want them to just
A baby? A baby can't read.
But you can sit your baby in the lap and then have him look at visuals. That's not a screen, right?
Yeah.
But this is passive learning. You can have them learning at all times.
Yeah. True. That's what, like, I'm not talking 24/7.
Yeah.
You know, do TED Talks, all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have, like, you know what?
Which TED Talk would you recommend?
The Rodney Mullen one.
Oh, the skater?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I love that guy.
Uh-huh.
There was one with my friend Tanya Lee Davis does one about being a dwarf.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Stuff like that. And then also I would have screens up, like, you know, so the baby's laying in the crib. And just have like 15 like different screens and just different things going. You got Hulu going.
You're going
Netflix.
To go extra on the screen time.
Yeah, no, just so that it just has all this information. You know what I mean? Maybe it'll become like a genius or whatever.
That's kind of true.
Yeah. How do you raise a genius? That's what I want to. I'm gonna.
How do you just raise a good human being? Who cares about genius?
Oh, it's got to be exceptional.
Oh God.
There
George.
We go.
That's how you raise a narcissist.
That's what I want.
Well, as long as it's exceptional, it's fine. As long as it is a well-deserved narcissist.
I don't care if my kid's a dummy.
You would care, I believe, though, babe, that if your kid came home with all Fs.
No. I would be like, wow, like you are not thriving in this traditional classroom setting. Maybe we're going to try a different way.
What if she goes, fuck that, mom. I'm not doing any of that.
How old is this kid?
8.
No,
fuck that, mom. I'm not doing any of that.
There's no, my kid at 8's not going to say fuck that, mom.
What if he does, though? Fuck you and fuck that.
No, it won't even talk to you that way.
Okay, anyway, let's play a game.
You want
to play a game?
Actually, how would George react to that?
To what?
Fuck you, Dad.
Fuck you, George the 4th.
Yeah, why the fuck did you name me the 5th?
See, I'm waiting to like teach the kid cuss words because Doug and Dana don't want Frankie to learn cuss words, so I'm so disappointed. Mm-hmm. I can't just.
Who's Frankie?
Oh my God.
Let's go. Let's do the game.
All right. We're going to play our first game. Popular Western game that they play at baby showers is called Guessing the Waist of the Mother when she is pregnant. And whoever guesses, by the way, we're all competing in these games individually.
Okay. I'm ready.
So we have to guess the mother's waist by just looking, but we don't have a mother. So we need to find someone that we can guess whose waist.
Bobby is 9 months pregnant.
Similar. So we're going to go around the room. You're going to have to try to guess how many inches from the farthest point of your belly is.
Okay, hold on.
Wait. I don't like this game.
I love it.
Why don't we just guess what the fucking baby is going to weigh?
No,
put money on it.
Wait, we're playing this game because I like to guess.
I don't know anything. Okay, 15 centimeters. I don't know what the fuck this
inches,
game is.
Inches. So
19 inches.
We'll have Clyde go first.
By proxy.
I'm going to say.
I don't know how to guess this.
The waist, right?
The
biggest point here.
Biggest point.
I'm going to say that is a 38.
38? Damn, okay. George?
42.
Jesus Christ.
Wow. I think that was 43.
Because
if it's anything above 43, if there's anything above 43, you know what I mean, then I got it.
42 and a half.
What the fuck? You guys think he's
what,
that
so
fat?
So you think that in between 42 and a half and 43, you're going to get that?
Yeah.
Okay, now it's mine. I don't never, know if you... Wait, hold on.
You've never watched Price is Right? He's never watched Price is Right.
You
chose.
That is
the dumbest answer
42
ever.
And a half.
$1,300! $1,300!
42 and a half is your number. He's not going to win. That's the dumbest fucking...
Give me the measurement.
That's $1,300 if somebody did $12.99 and $1,301.
Yeah, I'm terrible at Price is Right. Yeah. I don't know how to guess that.
Do not suck it in either. Stand up.
Okay.
He's going to shift it to 43. He has the power to do
that.
Wait a second! Bobby, watch it. Oh my God. Bobby's the closest.
Hold on. I'm not there yet.
Dude, look at it.
This one. My bad.
All right, guys. Right now, Kalila is measuring the tallest point He's.
Ooh, it's 40. Hold on.
Ooh, yes!
It's
yes!
40.
No, no.
2.5.
No! Da-da-da! No!
Da-da-da! You measure. You measure.
Da-da-da!
You measure. Da-da-da. I don't believe her.
I swear to God.
No. What? Do it again. Do it again.
Okay, here.
I will take. Don't fucking make your stomach bigger, you asshole.
Suck it in. Suck it in, Bobby.
Don't suck it in.
But you're 43. You're 43.
Fuck, I'd rather lose.
You made fun of my answer, and now you're angry? Oh, my God, this asshole.
What the hell? Sorry, babe.
Oh, my God, this is unfair.
Okay, hang on.
George, I won.
No, you did it.
Best 2 out of 3. Best 2 out of 3.
Okay, go ahead. Just pull it in. If you pull it in, I win. 38.
Congratulations.
Wow.
I don't win. Congratulations.
All right. One point to Kalila.
Point to Kalila.
Wow. Come on. But that was a recount. Yeah, wow. Yeah,
yeah. Gilbert, I salute you. Wow. We were wrong about you.
No, 42 and a half?
It wasn't that. There's no way it was that.
42
I need
and
to
half.
Re-measure then with George.
What?
I don't believe you. You're catering to his fucking...
She just I don't won. Want him to win. I want to win.
You won that one. Let's move on.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
I'd rather have you win.
Next topic, we'll go to another game later. That was our intermission, guys.
Okay.
Whew. That was intense.
Okay. Do we have another game?
Yeah. You want to do another one right now?
You got to keep going because I don't know what else to do.
All right. the next
My
game.
First baby shower.
Another popular game in Western culture for baby showers is where we have to guess the baby food flavors. So, Kalila, if you look at your table next to you, we have, try not to cheat, everyone, let's have the honor system.
This one?
Look at all the numbers on all the foods. There's 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Okay.
We'll start with 1. I also do not have the answers to this. It's in a doc that is hidden to me, so we'll check as we go.
Okay.
We're
all gonna. How do I do this? Just suck it.
Or get Bobby his. He has. There's.
Oh, one. He has a 1 too.
They all have the same flavor.
Yeah. So we all have this.
Okay.
Okay.
So we all have to. There's gonna. And this one is called Food One. Has 3 ingredients.
I already know this one and I hate it.
Damn Why? It.
Oh, maybe.
When
I
are
don't.
You eating baby food?
When are you eating baby food? That's weird.
Okay, I know what it is.
Hold on. Don't say anything yet.
Damn it! I know what it is. My mouth's so dry. All right. Food number 1, 3 ingredients. How did we do this? Who gets the closest, the most?
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and guess orange banana.
Orange?
Banana.
Just that it?
Carrot.
Okay, orange banana carrot. I'm going to go with mango, orange, pineapple.
Okay, my turn?
Yeah.
Let me just do. Apple?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck, I didn't see that.
Banana? Mango.
All right, remember that.
Apple, banana, pineapple.
All right, guys. Opening up the first one. Boom. Brad is happy, baby. Secrets. Banana,
sweet potatoes,
papaya. I didn't get anything.
I got
banana only.
Bobby, banana only. Yeah. So what happens there?
So you guys tied. You guys have 1 point each for this round.
Thank
one
you.
Only?
Yeah. Did you get a banana?
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck. I have
no.
Zero.
Okay. No.
No. There's apple in this.
It's apple for sure.
I don't taste a single
apple.
I taste a citrus in there.
I taste apple so bad.
All right, guys. We're moving on to number 2.
Go to 2.
Okay. Here, babe. Here's your number 2.
Give me 2.
Where's the sweet potato in that? I don't even.
The last time I was in the baby shower, I cheated so hard.
Let's not reveal
and
that.
I got the best prize.
Okay. Oh! Oh! Don't do too much.
I know this one.
Oh!
I'm going to say green peas.
Oh! That's it.
Oh!
Oh my God.
Fucking terrible.
Why are we doing this?
Green.
Who would eat this?
Vomit.
I like
vomit.
It.
shit come.
Yeah.
Put it over there.
Oh
I'm
God.
Gonna say just green pea and straight up green peas.
Just green peas. This just one oh by peas. The way, this one has 3 ingredients as well.
Oh, 3 ingredients? Green pea, there's no banana, no nothing sweet in there. I'm gonna say something like what other ingredients are in there? That's all I tasted.
That's all I get is green pea.
I'm gonna say green pea, plantain.
Ooh, exotic.
Green pea, plantain, and spinach.
I'm going to say one more. Green pea, chickpea, and...
pea.
Like a spinach.
I just said spinach.
I said green pea. You took my green pea.
It's okay. You get a point.
Don't get, so
you get
did you write that down? I said... What did I say? Plantain?
Plantain.
Green pea.
Chickpea.
And spinach.
No, I said chickpea.
She said... P, what is it?
P.
Yeah.
Green pea.
Green pea.
Chickpea.
And spinach.
Yeah.
George, you?
Green pea, broccoli, and potato.
Mm. Oh. I forgot potato. Can I change mine?
Too late.
No, you can't.
Nope.
I'm going to go with green pea. green apple.
Oh, come.
There's no apple.
That
in
is
there.
The worst. Oh,
there's an apple in there.
Are
I'm
you just
going
proving
to
you're not cheating? So you like,
and then I'm gonna go
run
with,
the table after this.
I'm gonna. You know what? I think there's more sweet potato in that. It has that weird texture.
Okay.
Sweet potato.
Go ahead.
All right, number two.
Come on, baby.
It is called Earth's Best
Spinach.
What? No.
What?
No. What?
I got spinach.
No,
I got
peas?
Spinach.
No,
I got spinach.
Peas?
You didn't get spinach.
I didn't get anything.
It had spinach, lentils, and brown rice.
Kalila, chickpea, close enough.
No, it's not.
Did you get
anything? Say that. That's fucking bullshit, baby. So Kalila and I get a point.
So you guys are ahead. You guys both have two. George has one. I have zero.
I am not giving my poor child that.
Okay.
That is terrible. No green peas. Wow. Number three.
Here you go.
Be careful. This is no. This is not a.
I regret you stealing my spinach. Answer.
Oh my. Be careful. This explodes.
Yeah, no, but it was wrong. I shouldn't have stole that.
All right, guys. We are now eating number three.
How do you eat this?
I think I just cracked it open a bit. I'm just squirting it into my mouth. I should not have said that on air. I like that. That's not bad.
I'm going to go first.
Does this also have three ingredients?
This one has two ingredients.
I'm going to say applesauce, raisin.
That's it. Two.
And oh, there's two. Just applesauce two. And raisin.
Okay.
Hold on.
Raisin, like raisin or grape? Is that the same?
It's not.
It's not. It's two different concepts.
I'm going to go applesauce and currant.
Currant? How fancy. Mm.
Currant.
Yours, babe.
Hold on.
It's got to be.
You're going to steal my applesauce too?
He's going to go like,
There's no way to steal that because that's obviously what it is.
Oh, come on.
It's going to be like the green pea though.
Go ahead.
So you have applesauce?
I say applesauce. Mm. And
tamarind.
No,
tonkatsu.
Don't. Applesauce.
It's actually tasty. I like it.
I like
pretty
that
good.
One. I know what it is. I think.
Hold on, just give me a second. Applesauce. Just give me a second. Just give me a second.
It just tastes like applesauce.
Camera.
I know. And carrot.
Carrot. Oh.
Yeah, applesauce and carrot.
I'm gonna go with applesauce and dates.
Dates is so smart. That's what I wanted
all
to say.
Right.
Ooh.
Food number three. This one is called, it's from Gerber, classic Gerber, and the answer is...
Prune.
An apple.
We all get
prunes one. I'm close
prunes
with a
apples.
Raisin. Do I get a point?
No, you don't.
We all get 1 point, basically zero.
That's close enough.
It's not the same.
Bob and Kyla in the lead. George in third. I am dead last.
Is that the?
Have you gotten
more.
Anything, Gilbert?
One
nope,
more bit.
I won the last game and it was cheated out of. That's all I have to say, George.
Give me four.
This bottle feels expensive, right? Or is this how they all serve it?
Oh. Is this the one that usually has the cube?
Not good?
What? No.
Don't say that. Is it not?
There's something in it that doesn't
looks
sit
like
well with my body.
Oh.
I don't know how to open it, guys.
There's an element.
Just turn it.
You turn it, babe.
You know what? This tastes like Starburst. Like very sour. This has three ingredients.
Mmm.
You
I
like
love
it?
It. So good.
Yeah. I hate it.
You hate that? I actually know why you like it. I think it's something tropical.
No, it's apple, obviously, in there. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a berry. I'm going to go ahead and say a raspberry and then an orange. Wait, hang on 1 second.
Klaus, take another shot. Apple, raspberry. What's your final one?
I'm going to say an orange.
Gotcha.
Apple.
Yep.
Grapefruit. And blueberry.
Mm. All right, George. Use that farm. Come on, farm.
I'm just getting apple in this.
Apple. What
delicious.
Do you want? Let's go.
Three types of apple. Granny Smith apple. We got.
Actually, I'll put the
I'm talking about Red Delicious. Okay. Now I'm talking about.
How many apples can you guys name?
Red, green.
Okay.
Those are the
yellow.
The crispy, golden crispy.
I'm going to go apple, papaya, and guava.
Papaya.
Did you write mine down?
Yeah, you did apple, blueberry, and I don't know what you said for the second one.
What?
I can't read my handwriting. I was tasting
I said apple,
yeah,
blueberry.
I don't know what I wrote.
And grapefruit.
Oh, grapefruit. Sorry. All right. Food number four revealed. Brand is called Beech Nut. And it contains apple.
Avocado?
What?
Oh, I got the raspberries.
Damn, Bobby was close to the blueberry.
Apple, raspberries, and avocado.
You didn't say raspberries.
He said raspberry.
He did?
The winner of the food challenge is Kalila. Now she's up 2-0 in games. We only have one more game after this, which is worth 5 points.
Let's do it again. Another game.
Another game. Well, we have to chat a bit while Jules brings out the next game.
Oh, yeah, Jules has it.
What does Jules have?
The next game.
The next game.
All right, so what do you have to say for yourself? Go ahead. This is your episode.
About what? What?
No. Let's just see if you can add information and just talk about...
I've been adding information.
Is your kid going to play video games?
Nah.
What do you mean? So, because you know for a fact, right? That every... Because what I did with Abby, my manager's son, is every year I got him a console. Xbox, PlayStation. I used to give him baseball cards, everything.
Okay, maybe he's allowed to play video games only when you're on. Because there was one uncle, like whenever he visited, I was allowed to watch TV because he would always add information about the TV, like the TV show.
No, I'm not going to ever meet your kid. I'm just going to send him gifts.
Okay.
And were you not allowed when you were younger, George? Besides dancing and like chocolate.
Wasn't supposed to watch TV except for like Saturday night was the only time to watch TV.
So how did you fill up your time playing outside?
Mostly. My friends got I hated video games as a kid because when my friends got their like Nintendo, then they stopped playing sports with me.
Aww.
And they'd just be inside and I'd be like, why don't we play outside? It's so much more fun than staring at the screen and watching other people play.
People don't understand that kind of heartbreak. I understand it because I had cousins like Luisa and Annabelle who were a little, maybe like a year, 2 years older than me. And when they graduated to like writing letters and having crushes on boys, my sister and I were still stuck on playing hide and seek outside. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't understand why they just stopped playing with us. And I cried about it so much. I'm Aww. Like, they've changed. They don't want to play with me anymore because I was still such like a tomboy and I wanted to play games forever. Mm. And they were like, no, you can't. Like, we're talking about this boy. Like, you got to like stay away. I'm like, they suck.
Are you going to teach your kid to be woke?
Well, define what woke is. If woke is accepting of other people, then yes.
No,
if
but
woke
like,
is
no,
but not you, accepting of certain. Like,
no, beliefs. No, because I know that you have certain tendencies to lean in directions that I don't really care for, you know, politically and whatnot. You know,
freedom.
It's not freedom, no, because freedom is a very left wing, idea. So,
but not in the wokosphere.
Yes, in the wokosphere.
Wokosphere.
No. Yeah, because you know we need to defend the people that need defense. You know, the vulnerable and the weak.
Yeah,
and that's what we're about. Are you gonna you gonna teach your kid to defend the weak?
Well, I was thinking I would make my kid join both, like the Young Republicans and like the Democratic Socialist Alliance in school, just to learn that it's all bullshit.
Smart.
So that they don't. Like define themselves by any one ideology so that they like are free thinkers and think for themselves and they'll know that there's good people in all places.
Study like how politics works in other countries where it's more than just like a two-party system.
What do we got here?
What's up, guys? We have our next game. It's called Guess That Poop in the Diaper.
Oh, I'm already grossed out.
So
guess
what
the poo?
Poop?
Oh, careful, Jules.
Real poo?
Yeah.
There's only two?
Oh, it's not real poo.
No, there's more. Okay, so what it is...
Oh, this is the grossest thing ever.
Thank you, Jules, for coming in. This is basically they're candy bars. And we have to guess from not tasting, just from smelling and look. Or I guess you could taste it.
What the hell? I have to taste it.
You can't taste it.
You can't taste it?
Is that what people do?
Yeah.
I think people are
That's so easy to taste it. That is so easy.
Wait,
hang on. I think I know.
All right, well, we need to know which ones we're all doing together first, because there's four.
There's okay, hell? There's four.
There's four, right?
Okay.
No.
Oh, it's just two?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Just two, never mind.
I'm going to go ahead and do this one.
Okay, no taste.
I'm going to go ahead and say this is a Hershey's bar.
Okay.
And I'm going to go ahead and say this is a Snickers bar.
Okay. You're wrong.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. All right, so this right here is Twix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so you said Hershey's, right?
No, this is Hershey's, this is Snickers. Okay.
Snickers.
Can I taste it?
Jules, what are the rules? Should they taste it or just only look at it?
This has to be a Hershey's bar.
It's too easy if you taste it.
It's too caramelly.
No tasting.
No tasting.
Okay.
Oh, you gotta be able to taste it.
No, it's still easy.
I already tasted it, so too late.
So whatever you say. You said Snickers, you said Hershey's.
I said Snickers and Hershey's.
Twix and...
George?
No, hold on.
Heath on the left.
Heath? Mm-hmm. I've never had that.
Oh, Heath.
The fuck is Heath?
Oh, you're not supposed to taste it, you cheater?
Well, I've been tasting it.
What? Okay, well, I'll know now.
You're the only one that's not doing these.
You know what?
Rules.
I'm not going to taste it. Go ahead.
What? Go ahead.
Why, this is Hershey's. Care? This is Hershey's, and this one right here is for sure 100 grand.
Okay, that's a Snickers.
Stop eating it.
Oh, shit, it's a Twix. He's right.
Snickers.
I think it is. All right, Jules.
No, I'm not done. I don't have a second one.
He wants to eat all of it.
He wants to eat
babe, come on, babe.
I know what it is, but I can't.
It's Hershey.
Right now,
it's not Hershey's at all.
It has to be Hershey.
There's no way it is.
Right now, guys, we're holding two diapers.
Babe.
Two different candy bars that Jules had.
No, it's not.
Jules put it actually in her. She ate them and pooped them out for us. Thank you, Jules.
No, give me a second. Please give me a second.
We'll start with George first. George, soon to be father, the chunkier one, what do you give?
Left-handed poop is Heath, and the right-handed poop is a Snickers.
Okay, you changed your answer.
Okay. No, I said Heath and Snickers.
This one, this flat one.
Yeah. Okay.
Heath.
Okay.
Here.
You're right.
Wait, I am?
Yeah.
What is it?
Heath. Twix.
Klala said
mine is Hershey's and Snickers because they're the only two I've ever tried. Yeah.
And I said 100, that's hilarious, 100 grand and just a classic Hershey's.
Okay.
What Jules, who got them right?
What?
What?
Oh, no.
You're cheating.
No, of course.
What were the two chocolates that you used?
I used Hershey's, Twix, Snickers, and milk.
Wait.
Four of them?
Four?
Wait, what?
I didn't mix all of them.
What?
I'm so confused.
Wait,
right now.
How did you do this, Jules?
These are just one. This is one.
One and one.
This is one, yeah. Right?
Oh, so we all got different.
Oh, we all had different.
I didn't even know.
Oh. Jules with coming through with the mixing it up.
I would go ahead and call myself a winner.
No. I couldn't just see this.
That way we couldn't cheat off each other. That was smart.
Oh, that's why Jules did that. So we couldn't copy.
Like, so what is this?
That's Twix.
Uh-huh. Milka.
I've never
and
had
Bobby. What was
so
mine?
So Bobby got one right.
Yes, two out of two.
Snickers, two out of two.
I have the flat one, and then I have a chunky one.
Well, no, she knows exactly what you
what
have.
What did you guess?
Oh, I said Hershey's and 100 grand. Yeah, you're right.
You're zero for two.
You know the wafer
Gilbert's
thing.
What
I said Snickers, and I said Heath. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Kalila. First place, Bobby second, George third, I'm last.
I'll get a milk dud.
What is it? Have you had that?
Like, it's
remember.
Like the most rarest 1950s fucking candy. She gave me the fucking candy, milk dud.
You buy it
she
every time never we go to the movies.
She would have never fucking got a milk dud. That's fucking bullshit. If I would have got a Hershey's, I would have guessed Hershey's. Why do I get the fucked up one?
Why did we get, you had the milk dud?
I know. It's like beverages and going, you know what I mean? Diet Coke or Sprite, and some guy, Diet Coke, Sprite, right? And I get RC and Dr. Pibb.
Or like
or Mr. Pibb.
Or the Filipino Coke.
Yeah. It's fucking bullshit.
Wait, Jules, is he the only one that got milk duds?
Also
oh, and George. Okay.
Wow. I got a milk. I didn't get the milk duds? Oh, I should have gotten the milk duds.
Here, babe, put it.
You didn't get milk duds.
I gave it to Jules.
It wasn't.
No one got milk duds except you.
Yeah, milk dud is fucking bullshit. Fuck yourself. Go get out. Go sleep. Go back to sleep.
Jules, we'll clean it up later.
Yeah, we'll clean
it
up later. Yeah,
Kalila, you've clearly been to the most baby showers. You clearly know your games. How do you feel?
I triumphant, proud of myself, like I'm a fucking chocolate connoisseur, and that I really deserve a really big prize. And I don't know what winners get, but I deserve a prize.
Oh, just wait.
Oh, there's no fucking prize?
You get a prize.
Okay.
You find out at the end of the year.
Yeah.
You bastard.
It has to do with my dick.
So. Hey! That's a prize.
That's a prize.
Why? It's a prize.
It's a good prize.
I don't want that prize. I don't want it at all.
Do you get along with your wife's parents?
Yeah.
Do they like you?
I think so.
Where do they live?
Down in the OC.
Oh, Orange County.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What do they do?
They're retired.
George, if let's say
fascinating.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Could you
what was I supposed to answer, Gilbert? How are you laughing at
fascinating.
That?
It was what riveting. He clearly wanted more than one word answer.
No, here's how that's supposed to go. All right.
Oh, how?
I'll tell you.
What
how.
Does your mom do? Okay, no, 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 Bobby. Okay, but
this is what I wanted.
Where does your mom live,
right?
Bobby?
This is what I wanted from you.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, do you
how are your parents? You know what I mean? And then your response should have been like, you know, What's it to you? And then so we can start an argument, right? So we think we could get some like interesting airtime going, right?
Well, no, here,
not direct fucking
answers.
I wouldn't
answers. Blame you because Bobby,
like a fucking job interview. I mean, what the fuck is this?
You get along with this?
I can't get anything from him.
You don't ask open-ended questions.
Oh, they taught me that at Best Buy.
Oh, but actually, the real key, the great thing, you just repeat the last like three words of their answer and then force people to keep going.
All right, so go. Let's try that.
How about you just genuinely listen to someone and give genuine feedback?
So let me try to do that. Try to do
that. Oh, no. I don't
want to. Let's try
that. No, I want to hear your parents. I can't give you the trick and then you
say,
oh, man.
Does your wife's parents like you?
Yeah.
Do the three-word answer thing, that open in the thing that you were saying.
Yeah, they do.
They like you because?
Are they like? No.
Oh,
my God. Look here, Bobby. I'll do it to
work.
This is what he does to people he hires.
Where does your mom live?
My mom lives in Gilbert, Arizona.
Oh, Gilbert, Arizona.
Gilbert, Arizona.
No, that's not how you would do it in a normal conversation. You're screwing me on purpose.
Because, like, watch
in a normal conversation.
Ask me.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead. See how it works.
Hey, Gilbert, where do your parents live?
In Georgia.
Oh, Georgia.
Yeah, it's actually a small town where I grew up.
Oh, that's a trick. That's right.
That's
again.
What interview.
Ask me again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Bobby.
Yeah.
I don't understand what we're doing.
I don't know.
I know. I like this. I like this. Go ahead.
Kalila just won a game. And she's like,
I just know that I'm the winner. And I have no
Kalila wants a basketball glory. Hey, Bobby, where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Poway, California.
Oh, Poway, California.
Yeah. Yeah. Do your wife's parents like you?
I would answer the prayer, baby.
See what I'm saying?
Take note, kids. Take note. Yeah. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. All right, so that's how you do conversations. Yeah. Do you have any other tricks in terms of interviewing?
I always forget those. I forget, and then like back when I was listening to Marc Maron a lot, I was like that. Like you'd get good at conversations because you just do like the whole life, people's lives from like growing up. Like growing up, what was it like? What were your parents like? What did your parents do? Like kind of like getting at what they what formed them. And then I've forgotten that trick. So.
Here's another thing that I learned, right, is that when you walk into a job interview, right, you don't close your arms like this. You keep yourself open. Mm-hmm. So you walk in with open to let them know that you're open.
So you open the door like this?
No, so I'll walk in I'll just stretch out like this to know that I'm like...
Hey, you sore?
I'm confident. That's what it exudes, confidence.
Mm-hmm. What was your last job interview?
That's interesting.
Can we all thank Claude?
I don't think I've ever had one.
No,
you just got the job,
hired on the spot.
Oh wow!
Like even for like waiting jobs and stuff.
Yeah, I think it was just like, because I was always kind of like, I got it through friends, right? So you get things through friends. Like, so my friend, I think Jay Schweiker, was the manager of the Panikin.
Okay.
And so I just went up to Jay and go, dude, just give me a job, and he's like, all right, but you have to do mornings, so that's pretty much it. You know, and then from the Panikin job, the restaurant that I worked in was owned by the same people. So I kind of just segued into that.
Mm.
Right. So it wasn't really a job interview, you know. So I've never really had one.
Mm.
I think the only time I had one was, getting a job as a doorman at the Comedy Store. But that's not really, you know, they would watch you on stage and that kind of stuff. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
Yeah. How about you, babe?
Thanks for asking. My last job interview was a little bit before I met you, was for Long Beach Memorial Hospital. And it went really well. We didn't talk anything like nursing related at all. She used to be an ex-competitive, a 3-meter diver. And we got into like our love for water.
Easy.
And because my thing is like, add a little bit of tidbit about yourself that's not relating to the job at all and see if it catches. And see if it's something that you might have in common. And I also did a little research before. So I knew going in that if I just talked about swimming, she'd be like, I used to be a diver. And I was like, I have her.
Smart.
Right.
And I got the job.
Let me ask you something. Because since I don't know what a traditional job interview is like.
Yeah.
What are they like? So let's say I'm working at,
I'm going to pull up the questions guild of traditional job interview questions.
I think Kalila has it down. Like that's how you're supposed to do it.
I know, but I want to know what it's like to be in a job interview. So you be the boss. Right?
We'll ask you the question.
And ask me a question. I don't want to look at the question. So who's going to ask?
Look at me.
Kalila will do it.
All right. All right. Go ahead. So can I walk into it though?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. Come walk in.
You want a second, Kalila?
Okay. Knock, knock.
Knock, knock, knock.
Hey, come on in. Hey, Bobby, I'm Kalila.
Hello.
I'm going to be interviewing you. It's nice to meet you.
Hello to you.
What is ask your face?
I love the way you're standing.
Ask your face.
Hello. Hello. Hello to you. Why are you smiling? Start over.
Okay, okay.
No one's laughing.
Okay, sorry.
No one's laughing, all right?
Here, I'll bring you in.
Yeah.
Hi. Welcome to Joku Enterprises.
Wait, what's a job that he's interviewing for? Yeah,
we'll figure it out. It's called Joku Enterprises.
Metal sheet worker. Come in.
All right.
Kalila will see you right now.
Okay. Hey.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Bobby. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
How are you doing today?
I feel great, man. I found parking, and I really like the architecture of the building.
Mm-hmm. Do you suffer from a stutter?
No, I just get... I'm a little nervous, but no, I don't suffer from a stutter, no.
Okay, you know what? We don't need you to speak at this metal sheet job, so, but I'm going to go ahead and ask you a few questions.
Sure.
So tell me, what was your last job, and why did you leave it?
I worked for American Metal Sheet Company.
Oh,
yeah.
So you have experience in this field.
Well, I was general manager.
Well, on your application, it said that you were working as a comedian in La Jolla Comedy Store.
Okay, in an improv situation, yeah. You can't.
I'm not doing improv. This is
real life. Yeah, I know, real life, bro.
You can't, yes, and
look,
you,
I'm looking.
You can't.
I'm not.
I'm gonna start over.
Wait, no. She, no wait. You didn't yes and her.
What do you mean?
She was creating that as a thing that you were.
Arnold, let's start this. I'll start a little.
He's prepping. Yeah,
hi, Bobby. Have a seat.
Hi. Don't be nice though.
Okay, I'm
fuck. Yeah.
How was parking?
Oh, I took an Uber here.
Oh, great.
Yeah. But the parking was ample though. From what I saw the parking lot.
That's a great choice of words.
Thank you.
I'm gonna add that to my list of vocabulary to use.
Oh, thank you.
So if it's okay with you, I'm just gonna ask you
please, a
few questions.
Open book.
Great. So, how would a good friend describe you?
My best friend would describe me probably as prompt,
mm-hmm.
responsible, hardworking,
uh-huh.
Creative, honest,
mm-hmm.
Spiritual.
All right, maybe we can stop there. Maybe we can stop there. You know, I.
He said five of the things.
Okay, go ahead. We'll finish. Maybe,
yeah. Handsome. Uh-huh. Yeah. mental fortitude.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Charismatic,
uh-huh. But something that pertains to metal sheet working.
Hard working, I said.
Okay.
Yeah, and fast.
All right.
Very quick.
Tell me, what's the most recent book you've read?
The recent book that I read was I'm really into Kierkegaard.
Uh huh.
Like I love existential books,
uh-huh.
About existentialism. So I read Fear and Trembling by Kierkegaard.
Okay, great. So I'm looking at your resume. Can you explain this gap in your employment history?
Yes, I can. Yeah.
So from the years of 2011 and 2020, you don't have...
I was in a coma.
Don't laugh.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I was in a coma.
From what happened?
I was in a brutal car accident.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it was. I was on a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Are you physically well and able now? Do you think that that would hinder your performance?
No,
I
just did the Boston Marathon.
Wow.
I came in 986.
That's impressive. Did you finish?
But all you know, because those are Nigerian runners.
Kenyan.
And Nigerian.
Okay.
And you know, and they're may I add, right?
Uh-huh.
They're there to win the competition, mm-hmm. right? I don't view the Boston Marathon to be, you know. It's for the cause, you know what I mean? And it's to run for Boston.
Got it.
You know what I mean? So I wasn't really there to win, but I could if I trained hard enough. So yeah, but to answer your question, yes, I'm very able.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
I like to hear that.
Thank you.
So what's one mistake that hangs over your head and what lesson have you learned from that mistake?
The murder.
Would that be between the years of 2011 and 2000?
I want to hear the murder. Yeah. I want to hear the story.
I was accused of murder.
Oh, I don't see that in your background check.
Yeah, because I was just a kid. You know, so when you're a kid.
Oh, it's in your juvenile record.
Even, yeah, my juvenile record.
So
that
tell
is
me
correct.
The circumstances around this murder.
Well, murders.
Oh,
yeah.
It's plural.
Yeah, well, I was babysitting I have three sisters, mm-hmm. Cheyenne,
mm-hmm.
Karen, and Lafayette.
Uh-huh. Wow, great names. Very unique names.
And they were triplets, uh-huh. and I was babysitting. And I, you know, I was watching television one night, and my parents were out in Cabo. They my parents used to take these spontaneous trips to Cabo at night. Mm-hmm. And so they said, you know, batten down the hatch, young one. That's what they used to say to me. And I would say, what does that mean? And they were gone. You know what I mean? They're off jetting. And so I fell asleep on the couch. And the next thing I know, my sisters, who are triplets, they drowned in the pool.
And
they accused me of murder.
Oh.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hear that. That must have been
It was very traumatic.
Traumatic.
Yeah. And I have trauma over it, and I know that it wasn't my fault. Mm-hmm. And I feel just deep remorse over it. And then, obviously, the car accident where I was on a motorcycle. Mm-hmm. And I was in a coma for 9 years. Mm-hmm. And I just woke up yesterday.
Well,
I did the Boston Modern Brothers.
Thankfully, here at Williamson.
Yesterday as well, right when I woke up.
That's very impressive,
yeah,
Mr. Lee. Thankfully, here at Williamson Metal Sheet Company, we don't judge people based on their past.
Thank you.
And we like to give people a second chance.
Thank you.
Another question I have for you is, what do you expect to be earning here with us in 5 years?
Well, I expect the minimum qualification of earnings. You know what I mean?
Which but would be?
Would be a minimum wage plus.
What's overtime? Minimum wage to you?
Overtime. Minimum wage right now.
An hourly rate? So you're not expecting a salary. You're going...
I I'll be honest with you. I go into every job not expecting a salary. Mm-hmm. I would do it for free, to be honest with you, mm-hmm. to just show you my work ethic. Mm-hmm. But I would expect the minimum wage.
Got it.
Uh-huh.
So how would you evaluate your ability to deal with conflict?
Oh, I do it.
As
my uncle used to say, I rip through conflict. I rip right through.
You care to expound?
I'd love to expand on it. You know, when I see conflict, right, it's almost as if the conflict never existed because I rip right through it.
Care to be more specific? In what way do you rip right through?
Well,
what does ripping involve?
Well, it depends on what the conflict is, right? When I say rip, I mean I deal with it in a very powerful way.
Okay.
You know, and I just shred it apart by proxy ripping. Mm-hmm.
Now, let's say you had a difficulty with your supervisor, which would be me. In this
And I love How females. You, I think females and happy women's inauguration.
If you have grievances. thank you. I appreciate that. If you have grievances and you have difficulty with a supervisor, which would be me, how would you resolve that conflict? How would you approach
it? I don't foresee a conflict with you mm-hmm. because I believe that you're the captain of the ship and that you what you say go. Mm-hmm. And so I don't see... a conflict between you and I, but if you said anything that was sexist in any way or racial mm-hmm. or derogatory, I would go to HR about that.
I think that's the most appropriate route to take, and I appreciate you saying that. Mm. So my last question to you is, why should I hire you? And not the next guy who's coming through that.
Well, I don't know who's in the lobby. And when I saw four guys, you know, sitting in the lobby waiting to get interviewed by
you.
What
is your impression of them?
My impression of them is that I'm going to rip right through them. I'm going to defeat them in every possible way because when I saw them, I saw right through them. Mm. And, I don't want to be cocky or confident or overly confident, but I know that by my past experiences that, other people don't have the same qualifications and work ethic that I do.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Thank mm-hmm. you for your time. And
I have to say something to you.
We'll hear from you. You'll hear from me in a week?
Tomorrow.
We'll give you an answer within a week.
Okay.
What would you like to say? Any questions for me?
Cowabunga?
That's not a question, but I appreciate
the sentiment.
No, that's
what I'd like to say that to you, because I think that's a forthright, you know, question to you and answer. Same to you because I really enjoy you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Goodbye.
Thank Good you evening. So much. It's great to meet you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity.
I don't like you guys shaking hands.
Yeah. Pretty good. You think I would get it?
I mean, the rip right through
the
it.
Rip right
that was
through
a good, that's a good go-to if you don't know what to say.
Yeah, yeah.
I rip right through it.
Yeah, yeah. That's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah, I wish you had.
I now wish I would have had good job interviews.
Yeah.
Because I think that would probably not get the job, but I think I'd have a really good time in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Do I do a bad job?
No, I mean it's funny.
I think that if you saw a guy like that say the things I said though, that you would hire me.
Not about the murders and the coma, no.
Why not the coma?
The coma, okay, it's fine. I'm not.
If I was in a coma yesterday, I just got out of a coma after a 9-year coma, and I'm there.
What is this? Awakenings?
I know, but it would be amazing. It's like 24 hours later, he's not in a job interview. That's fucking, and he wants to do sheet metal work. That's amazing.
Is that that Robin Williams movie?
What do you mean?
No, what's that movie?
Awakenings with Robin Williams and Robert De Niro.
Yes. Oh my God, that made such an impression on me when I was younger.
Yeah, who was the one with the, it was Robert De Niro that was asleep.
Yes, he was asleep.
Yeah, and then.
It's heartbreaking.
It was heartbreaking because didn't he fall in love in it?
Yeah,
and then he went back to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And his condition put him back.
What was the movie called?
Eventually. What was that movie called?
They should call it was, yeah, it was called Awakenings. It should be called Awakenings and then Asleep Again. That's what it was.
It's just called Awakenings.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a I hated that movie.
I love that movie cuz I watched it when I was really young and I was like, this is
because
so
I want optimism. I want him to stay awake.
I would watch shit like Lorenzo's Oil. That's like the
love
kind of
movie.
Shit my parents would make me watch. Like just real depressing shit.
Yeah. How do you think I did on the job interview?
Not good.
he's learning.
Mm-hmm.
But it was great for a first job interview. A lot better than my first job
interview. You're too vague and you're too broad, babe.
What do you mean?
You talk about accomplishments. You're not being specific. You'd be like, this one time I did this in this way for this person at this time. Like, you got to be really specific.
Okay.
Like, there was this one time where I was, you know, run over, my foot got run over, and this is how I dealt with it. Like, very specific. You can't use broad words.
Okay. All right.
You know.
I did the best I could.
You got the job.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I fuck that job. I'm not fucking working.
What's real annoying is when you know the job interviewer is just bad. Because, like, yeah, a good job interviewer, they, like, try to connect with you on something personal. A bad one, they just go in with their rote questions.
Yeah. I've never had to interview anybody ever. Yeah. I know that you do it constantly, George, but like I feel as though I would just like I'm looking for a vibe.
Yeah, I just try to have a conversation and see kind of like, just glean things from a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I've auditioned people before.
Mm-hmm.
Been in an audition and seen friends come in.
Oh wow.
And go you did a good job.
Oh man, you psyched them out in the audition?
No, after they're done.
Oh.
Like I it was somebody that's been done our podcast. Did when I had my Comedy Central show auditioned, and this person, I'm not gonna say specifically who, was a little nervous up front. And it was the worst feeling because I know this person would kill it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing. I went in for Sebastian's show and I was so nervous. It's just weird to see somebody that you know in there and vice versa, and, you know, whatever position you're in. And it's just it's just in a professional environment, especially somebody that you hang out with. It's weird. That's why, because when I'm auditioning for the Jordan Peele movie, you know, I'm glad he's not going to be in the fucking room.
Yeah, that's probably way more nerve wracking.
I think it's good that he's like, send him a tape, get a tape. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, do we have an unhelpful advice? Or
this
we
week
do-
we are not doing unhelpful advice. We are actually going to watch a. Two videos actually from some Tiger Belly fans.
How's this going?
It's going great.
Yeah, it's cute.
Two videos cute from Tiger Belly fans that wanted to give George some words of encouragement and basically a message to his future son.
Okay, got
so
it.
We'll start with our first one.
Can you just give me 1 second though?
Yep, is it? Yep.
Yeah.
Just give me 1 second because I haven't eaten all day.
Yeah.
And I need to order some food before it's closed. I'll try to do something as healthy as possible.
Your mom just texted me.
I know.
Did she text you and me?
Yeah.
Good news. Yes. She got her second vaccination.
Nice.
Good news. I'm coming back to normal. I feel great. Thank you for your emotional love for me.
Aw, don't you love my mom?
I love her.
That's great.
Oh, I love her.
I think I literally dressed like you did.
Thank you for your emotional love for me. What the fuck does that mean, Mom? Anyway, go ahead. Video.
All right. Our first video is
he dresses like me?
Or like George. Our first person is Jack Shrine.
Nosotros papaya.
Nosotros.
Congratulations, George.
Thank you.
They said you couldn't do it, mate. They said you couldn't fuck. And look at you now. Well done. I was told to leave a message for your unborn son, something that he could look back on when he was a little bit older and see about his dad. So I thought I would share with him so you don't have to, the magic of how babies are made. So, you see, son, sometimes when a man loves a woman very much, he brings her eggs and tomatoes from his garden. And sometimes, just sometimes, that woman likes those
eggs.
That's my move. Invites him in as opposed to kicking him out of her fucking house. But sometimes she invites him in and allows him to play with her stove.
And that's oh, the stove analogy.
Oh. Deep cut. Pussy!
Relationship is like a stove.
Relax.
Turn the heat up just right. Not too hot. Not too cold. And you definitely don't want her to be turning the heat all the way down either. But sometimes, if you bring her just the right amount of eggs and just the right amount of homegrown nightshade fruits, you turn the knobs of the stove just right, loudly chuckle at everything she says in just the right tone, that's how babies are made. I hope this has been helpful. Again, congratulations, George. They can't take this away from you, mate. Love you. Keep up the good work and all the best.
I love you.
I love you.
Australian?
I hate this guy and love this guy so
Australian?
Much.
Probably, right?
He sounds South African to me.
Oh.
Yeah, he did the good old stove analogy, George.
Wait, is that
yep.
YouTube?
it's a private link, yeah.
Yeah, private link. Babe.
Is that it?
We have one more.
One more.
How did you feel about
that?
That
was really
George?
Sweet. I like that.
I like it.
Yeah.
He cares.
Deep cuts. Deep cuts.
Stove analogy.
What reference?
This guy looks like George.
Oh, my God.
Another George.
A lot of Georges.
Are these all my doppelgangers?
George and Andrew Santino's baby.
Here we go.
Yeah.
George, we were asked to leave a message for your unborn baby to listen to when he's older. So I would just like to tell him a little bit about when you finally got Jessica. And what a big upheaval that was, and how we're all so happy that you finally got her and you got to have a baby with her. Just amazing really. We're all so happy for it. It's not Jessica. Congratulations, George.
That's about
was
right.
Money.
That's about right.
Oh good.
That's about right.
George, look at
George.
Those people that look like you love you, man.
Oh, that's so good.
He's English, no?
Everyone's not from here. International.
That's so.
You know, it's so strange to have that. You know how lucky we are that you know there are people around the world that watch this. I don't know why they do, but they do, and we should be blessed by it. And I want to get emotional about it because that really hit me. You know, in the right place. You know, I feel like we're doing this in a vacuum. And people enjoy it. I don't know why. I'll never know. But, you know, I'll keep doing it. And I think you're very lucky, George. I think that, you know, I'm lucky to have met you. I think that it was God's will to have him, you in my life. I think that you changed my life in an incredibly positive way. I don't think that I would have the business that I have without your contribution. I think that this woman is very lucky to have you and vice versa. I think you're going to have a really happy life. And congratulations.
That's
thank you,
really
Bobby.
Sweet. You make me cry. I also want to say, why are you crying? Because you're going to make me cry.
That's all he'll ever get from me.
Take it in. You might edit this out.
That was
too.
Real.
You might have to edit this out if the tears are too much.
This kid is, it represents, you know, something. I really do believe that it is a part of our family.
I
do too, you know, in a weird way. And that I have, out of any kid that's ever been born, there's something specific about this situation that hits close to home for me. Because I knew this guy as an unfuckable twat. No, I honestly, this guy was like, this guy fucks? You know, it's crazy to even think that this guy penetrates, you know what I mean? But that he met somebody, you know what I mean, that wanted to have a baby with him, you know what I mean? And that now this baby is coming. It's just a complete and utter a spiritual message to me saying that this is all a part of the whole scheme of things. And it just really is a beautiful thing, man. And hopefully, you know, we could work on other things together, you know what I mean, over, as the years go on.
How long is this like going to be, babe?
I want to keep going. Look,
you got 5 points. You already beat her.
No, I want to keep going. Okay, Thank you. This is my podcast.
It is.
All right, so let me finish by saying this. All right. Rip it.
I knew it. Yes. I was like, say rip it. Yes.
Thank you for
watching. That's it, guys. Yeah, yeah. That's it.
Congrats, George.
Yeah. Thank you. Love you guys.
Guys, that was our George's Baby Shower special. George, I hope you appreciate my decorating. I tried to do it to your liking, like you requested, by coming in 30 minutes late. When the expected time was the call time to set this up. So hope you're not surprised.
Thank you.
Because you were here. Guys, if you want to, you know, if you also want to join in the baby shower of fun, Georgia did not ask this. I'm saying this as master of ceremonies. And you want to send him actually a gift for him and his wife and his beautiful baby. You can send stuff to our PO box and put the attention to George on there. And
oh, I will have too much.
George and Tiger Belly, and I will get it to their house. So, you know, diapers, cool stuff, cool art, anything that the baby would like. What are you holding there?
I've got the new playing cards from Tiger Belly right here.
Wow.
I wish... Isn't the first thing you learn as a magician how to fan the cards? I should have learned that for all this.
Have you done... Did you do magic growing up?
Okay. I think I tried, like... There was a magic shop. I bought like 2 or 3 magic tricks, but that's it. Muhammad Ali was like a big into magic, so you'd see him do that. And you'd kind of get into it.
Check out the movie.
Like a butterfly sting like a bee.
Check out the movie One Night in Miami. That's probably not the same Muhammad Ali that George knew. Guys, get our merch. George, where can we find the cards and also the hoodie, the actually new and improved hoodie you're wearing?
Oh, yeah. Everything's available at SleptKingdom.com.
SleptKingdom.com, guys. Check it out there.
Link available basically wherever you're
viewing. We're going to point down.
Observing this.
Wherever you're observing this new media format, there is a description somewhere and click on that link. Once again, that's also, the merch is out. I don't know why I'm thinking like it's not out. It's out. Go get it. Thanks again to our sponsors. Treat yourself to the ultimate comfort with Brooklinen's Comforter Collection. Go to brooklinen.com and use the promo code TIGER to get $25 off with a minimum purchase of $100. All right. If you want to start living a happier life today as a listener,
I'm distracted by all the cards. I love like the details of them. Sorry.
See, guys, this guy knows how to push cards. I trust this man with my life. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/belly. Try out America's #1 meal kit. George uses it. Kalila and Bobby use it. I use it. Go to hellofresh.com/10belly and use the code 10belly for 10 free meals, including free shipping. Stop cleaning your butt like a caveman, George, you silly goose butt face. Go to hellotushy.com/tigerbelly to get 10% off plus free shipping. George, where can people submit questions or like videos of them asking their questions, just like the two gentlemen today?
AdviceUnhelpful@gmail.com.
Guys,
we're looking for video questions, so if you're brave, toss one of those in and you'll get preferential treatment.
Yes, make sure you put in the subject line video submission so I know who to click first. Guys, thanks for watching. Thanks for spending this baby shower with us. So this might be the first. It's almost like a Zoom baby shower, but better because it's on a podcast on YouTube. So that's awesome. Guys, make sure you follow George at George_Kimmel. Make sure you follow that new podcast he does. What is it called?
Bloodbath. YouTube.com/bloodbathgirls.
And make sure you also follow all things Kalila Calamity K, all things Bobby Lee at Bobby Lee Live, and check out Bad Friends. If you're not watching it, then you're not watching anything. And
the
also,
last
guys,
episode.
The last, what happened?
When this one comes out, the one that came out last week.
Gotcha. Oh, gotcha.
You beating.
Click it, guys. Click it. You can follow me at Gilvis. Check out We Out Here MMA. I talk MMA with some of my friends that you've probably heard of. Check that out at We Out Here MMA on YouTube. And also, follow us on Tiger Belly at Tiger Belly on Instagram, at That Tiger Belly on Twitter. Guys, we love you so much. If you want some more content, some silly, weird things we do and some vlogs, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/TigerBelly. Tiger Belly. We love you guys so much. Have a good night. And bye. Shukuluki mo kisalaman, feed a pokogani, I makabalo.